Bears continue to wander through neighborhoods and knock over trash cans near downtown Sitka. That's despite fresh snow, temperatures dropping below freezing, and now the use of rubber bullets. Multiple calls to the police came in Sunday evening reporting a bear in the Indian River neighborhood. One came at 10:45 p.m. from a caller on Andrew P. Hope Street, requesting an escort to a visitor's car. After helping the woman safely to her vehicle, the responding officer located the bear nearby and shot at it with rubber bullets. Lance Ewers is a lieutenant with the Sitka Police Department.
This officer managed to hit this bear twice with the rubber shotgun slug, and the bear wasn't even fazed. He just kept doing his thing.
Ewers says it's disturbing how desensitized the bear was. He says with the sun setting earlier each day, residents in the Indian River drainage area and around Totem Park should remain cautious, especially after dark.
Please stay bear aware. Please know that, you know, bears do operate at night very effectively at night. They could see a lot better than we could see. So just being bear aware and be vigilant, you know, and hopefully this bear will go to sleep and it won't be a problem.
Steve Bethune is a wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Sitka. He says bears are usually in their dens by now, but one that's active so late in the season is not unheard of.
You can see a bear any time of year, so just because it's cold and snowy, don't get complacent with your trash handling.
There were negative consequences for a sow and her two cubs in October after trying to bury a dumpster, essentially creating a food cache. Sitka police and wildlife troopers agreed to shoot and kill all three bears. If the bear near Indian River continues coming back to the neighborhood, it will likely suffer the same fate.